You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Very special guest, Becca Caffin, on the Zoom. What's up?
Hello, Maddie Barnes. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fantastic, thank you.
How is Mighty Hamilton?
Oh, beautiful as ever. Humid, boring. It's awesome and I love it.
Lovely. How has your summer been? How's your time been since you left Dunedin?
Actually really fun. I worked with them in Vines.
True.
Which was really good. Sending lots of love to everyone in Gisborne because there's been a bunch of slips in the gorge. And all the roads are closed. And it really does kind of feel like the end of the earth. Like, it takes a long time to get to Gisborne and it's pretty isolated. But it's really lovely when you're there.
Yeah. It looks gorgeous. Apart from right now, it looks not so good.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, in other news, you just released your live version of Late Day Sun. How are you feeling having that out?
I'm feeling pretty good. It was kind of, not last minute, but I recorded this song and then I had funding and we were doing a gig and I thought, ooh, we could do a live version just for fun. Because the original version is played on the piano, but I don't really ever play piano live because it's just not that practical.
Yeah.
Like, I guess I could get a keyboard. I don't have a keyboard. I would prefer an actual piano. You can't really bring those with you.
Yeah, they're quite heavy, quite inconvenient instruments.
You can't tune them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like the acoustic guitar version of the track.
Skurks. Fun. And Jess McGeorge recorded the video for it as well.
Yes.
Awesome.
She's so great.
Yeah.
She didn't know me. I was just a random person that I got her email from someone and I just cold emailed her and said, hey, do you want to film this video for me? And then we met up once at Pearl Diver and we were like kind of looking around the stage and then Frost was like, hey, can you not, like, what are you doing? Because he thought we were randoms just trying to get on the stage. So that was cool. I really appreciate her trust in strangers.
Mm-hmm.
For meeting up with me, and I'm really happy with how it came out. She did a really good job.
Hell yeah. It's great. It's an awesome video. And she edited it too, which is so impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's really good at what she does.
Yeah. I guess you're playing a show at Inch Bar on Sunday, and I guess that's the premise of this interview. So.
Yes.
Yes.
This is my last Dunedin show for real this time.
Yeah, RIP Becca Caffin in Dunedin.
Yeah, I kind of... Yeah, wait, what? I've kind of probably done a last Dunedin show already, but this is actually...
For real.
For real, probably. It might be like an El Hotel thing where I say last Dunedin show and then I just
keep playing it.
Probably not. Yeah, this is the last Dunedin show. I'm coming down to play at a private event in Glenorchy, so I thought, why not play in my favourite city in the whole world, Dunedin?
At your favourite bar in the whole world, Inch Bar.
I love Inch Bar.
So awesome. And you got Emily supporting you again, which is so exciting. I love Emily Esplin.
Can I be honest? I asked her to support me because I thought, man, I really need to see Emily Esplin live when I'm in Dunedin for a few days. How can I go to an Emily Esplin gig? And then I thought, I'll just bring an Emily Esplin gig to me.
We have Emily Esplin at home and it's Inch Bar. Inch Bar is my home.
Yeah, pretty much. So I was very happy when she said yes because she is mesmerizing. I love her so much.
She's so awesome. It's going to be such a good show. So hyped.
Thank you. Will you be there, Maddie Bunce?
I will, in fact, be there, Becca Caffin.
Yay!
Me and all my friends. So, Sam. Maybe.
Yay! I love you, Sam.
Iconic duos, okay. For real. Maddie and Sam of Monday Drive.
And then Becca of previously of Tuesday Drive.
Yeah. RIP Tuesday Drive. Also Becca of Becca Caffin's Sad Hours.
Yes. RIP Becca Caffin's Sad Hours.
Are you going to do a Sad Hours when you're down? Are you down? Crazy I'm to not- you.
No. I'm not here on a Monday, but I did think about that briefly. I was thinking about that this morning because radio is so much fun.
It's so fun and awesome.
And sad songs are,
they're also fun.
An abundance of sad songs, yeah. And the world needs to know them.
Agreed. Hard agreed.
Because the world definitely listens to my 7 to 9 p.m. on a Monday night alternative radio station radio show.
Oh, 100%. Everyone's listening to your 7 to 9 p.m. radio show.
Yeah, totally.
Where you exclusively play Sad Hours, apart from that one time where you played like an hour of Party Rock Anthem.
I was going to say that wasn't me, but that was.
Whoopsies.
Whoops.
Whoopsies. Anyway, back to Becca Caffin, the artist. What's in the works for you for this year? What's going on? What have you got planned? Inside scoop.
Thank you for asking. I'm getting back in the studio as per the request of nobody.
Sam Soppert seems excited about it.
And yay, as per the request of Sam Soppert.
Yep.
I've been meaning to get back in the studio for ages, but it takes a lot of money,
yeah,
and you have to write songs that you... I like to have songs that I'm really proud of and are ready to go before I get in the studio. I'm not one of those people that likes to write in the studio. First of all, I can't write in the studio. That's too expensive. I don't have the money to be renting a studio.
To write. Yeah.
Just for writing. I don't have that luxury at this time. But I like to have a little collection that I'm really proud of before I go into the studio. So that's kind of where I'm at. I'm about to go do some recording in March.
Nice.
And then hopefully that'll all come out this year, question mark?
Fingers crossed. Where are you recording?
I am recording in Christchurch.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Hell yeah. Big stuff.
Yeah. I don't have a great track record, I'll be completely honest, of recording things and then putting them out within
a timely period.
Or even the 2 years after.
Yeah.
But I'm working on it.
Peer pressure is always a thing too.
Yeah, and I actually really do want to get these songs out. I'll be playing them live, I'll be playing them at Inch Bar.
Very exciting.
So if you want to see them before they get recorded and before maybe the lyrics get edited, come see the authentic version at Inch Bar.
Hell yeah. That's like the best promo ever. What more do you need?
Last Becca Caffin show in Dunedin ever.
Maybe.
Asterix.
Possibly.
Yeah.
For now.
Yeah. For now.
For now. Anyway. That was all the questions I had. Anything else you'd like to add, Becca Caffin?
I'd like to say I love you, Dunedin. I love you, Radio 1, and I love you, Maddie Barnes. I hope everyone had a safe and happy long weekend, and stream Becca Caffin. Those are my messages.
Love that.
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.